We were talking about singing conventions and how much you enjoyed those. Did you ever go to singing schools?
No.
Didn't go
oh,
to
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You did?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, because they would get together during the week and certain people who wanted, that wasn't a member of the choir.
Uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh.
They'd have that, you know, to frequent the, say people in the general congregation.
Right.
So they could go along and sing with the choir, too, as they go.
Uh-huh. Who were the teachers of
usually the teachers of those were people who had the knowledge and the skill and technique,
mm-hmm,
of being the course, what they call them, courses, the leader.
Yeah.
Of a particular choir, the head of that particular church choir.
Yeah.
Now they were the ones that conducted these sessions.
And when you went to singing school, where was it held? In your church?
At the church.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was done, you know, all over the area. Not just my church, the uh-huh church where I was a member.
Oh, not just Reedy Fork,
yeah,
but other churches,
not
too.
Just Reedy Fork, but uh-huh the other churches in the association.
And I see. Okay.
Well, I thought you were following me on that.
Oh, well, I was, but I...
In a way, but
yeah,
you didn't understand it in that light.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you said that they were held during the week, then?
During the week.
Okay. How many nights? Was there any particular?
Friday night, Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Were there any occasions that you remember when you were young that black and white people came together to worship?
We had quite a couple.
Oh, you did? Uh-huh.
They enjoyed it. And we set aside a special place in the church for them.
Mm-hmm.
If some other people had to get up and give them a seat.
Oh, for goodness sake.
We welcomed them, but we never was invited to say anything they
had. Oh, I see. But they came, was this for
they
more?
They came, people.
Was this for more special things, like the singing
just,
or
just
something?
Just one special service hour, and then two, when we have our revival meeting.
Uh-huh. They were invited to the revival meeting.
We didn't invite them in a way, you know.
They just
in
showed
way,
up.
They just showed up because they like to hear those black people preach.
Yeah, right.
See? We'd get some wind burners there.
Real wind burners. Were there any kind of groups within your church? Like, were there women's groups that met? Or men's groups?
Yeah, it had what is known as the Women's Auxiliary.
Uh-huh.
It was a separate organization, in a way, an organization, but it was subsidiary to the association.
Uh-huh.
The association was the head organization.
Right.
And the auxiliary was something like a committee, but it included all the women.
Uh-huh.
See, then we had the BYPU, Baptist Young People's Union.
Mm-hmm.
We had a unit of that.
Yeah.
All of those, and let me see. And then on the fifth, every fifth Sunday, we had what is known as a union meeting.
Oh.
All the churches would come
uh-huh
together, similar to all the churches coming to the association.
Right.
Both sick, men and women,
mm-hmm,
see.
Mm-hmm.
And every fifth Sunday, now we have, we didn't have service but once a month, see.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right, you told me.
Yeah, we didn't have service once a month. But all the churches in the association would come together on the fifth Sunday,
uh-huh,
see.
Yeah.
Fifth Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
That's what we call a union meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a preaching contest.
Mm-hmm. Preachers try to outdo each other, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
but they raised money.
Uh-huh.
Those organizations were the financial background of their schools that they were.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't get together just the same. They got together because they had to finance high schools for their children.
Right.
And therefore, the money that they would raise in these things that we just explained.
Yeah.
You used to secure property, build buildings, pay teachers.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah, it was an important mission.
Huh?
It's an important thing. It's for education.
For you education purposes.
Right. Well, this is a good point then, because my next questions are about education. So
oh,
we'll get right into those. When you were a child, how old were you when you started school?
I reckon I around about 6 or 7 years old.
Uh-huh. And what was the first school that you went to? What school did you attend?
Reedy Fork. And it was an old log building.
Mm-hmm.
See, one classroom, one teacher,
mm-hmm.
taught 7 grades.
Oh, grades 1 through 7.
Yep.
Uh-huh. How many people?
If it was uh-huh. a small number, two.
Uh-huh.
But at Reedy Fork, we always had at least 3 teachers there because there was, black people were more concentrated as a community-wide thing around in that area where I was brought up than they were in some of the most sparsely areas in the county.
So when you started school, there were 3 teachers there?
Yeah, uh-huh. yeah.
And what were their names? Do you remember?
My first teacher was named, her first name, she was a Sullivan.
Uh-huh.
And she married a Sullivan.
Uh-huh.
See?
Oh.
But they weren't no relation.
Yeah, okay.
Two different. My first teacher was a light-skinned woman.
Uh-huh.
See, her husband was more my complexion,
uh-huh.
you see. But they weren't, both had the same name, but they from different strains.
Right,
see?
Right, uh-huh.
And her name Bernie.
Uh-huh. Bernie Sullivan.
Yeah, she spelled her name B-U-R-N-I-E.
Oh.
Bernie Sullivan.
Uh-huh.
See, she married. Her husband was named Robert L. I never did know what that L for.
Uh-huh.
Robert L. Sullivan.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And he had he had his right leg
yeah.
locked in that position.
Oh, my goodness. Locked straight up, straight out.
Straight. He had to carry it.
It was stiff.
Swing it.
Yeah.
Now he didn't step with that front, with that
no,
leg.
Right.
He had to lean and sling it.
Huh.
See?
Right.
Well, he was a graduate of Harbison College in Columbia.
Oh.
See? He was the principal.
Well, he was the principal of the school.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And she was and his wife taught the primary grades.
Uh-huh.
3 grades. He had 3 grades. First, second, right. third.
Who were the other 2 teachers? Do you remember?
At that age, I can't remember.
Right. Now, Mrs. Sullivan, you said that he went to college. Did she go to college, too, order to be a teacher?
She finished at that time.
Uh-huh.
The educational system that the association,
uh-huh.
the local association,
right.
they went through high school.
Uh-huh.
And if you had a high school diploma
uh-huh.
from that school, the state would grant you a license to teach.
Oh. Uh-huh.
See? Now, she didn't have but a high school education.
Oh, okay.
See? Mm-hmm. So far as formal high school education, see?
Right.
That's all she had, but he had a 2-year college
mm-hmm.
degree.
Okay.
From Harbison College in Columbia, still in operation at Columbia.
Oh,
see?
Okay.
It's run by the Presbyterian.
Okay. Now, were you very far from school? Did you have a long walk to go to school?
We lived about 4 miles.
Oh, so you did have quite a ways to go.
We didn't think nothing about it.
Yeah. Did you, what time of the year, when did
well,
you start?
Well, I tell you, going to school back then,
uh-huh.
the whites and the blacks both walked.
Uh-huh.
Where I lived, the white school was north of me.
Uh-huh.
And the school that I had to go to was south of me.
Uh-huh.
And you see, that would cause the students, if they're going to meet each other on
uh-huh.
the road,
uh-huh.
they set 1 hour difference
uh-huh.
in the opening of school between the white and the black.
Oh, uh-huh.
So one group of children would be in the road and be sure they're all out.
Yeah.
Then the other, the black, the white had the first choice.
Oh, I see.
They went to school an hour earlier than we did.
Uh-huh.
And we stayed an hour later than they did.
Oh, what were the school hours? What were your school hours?
Our school hour was set from about 9:30
uh-huh.
till about 3.
Okay.
Well, the whites would be in school at 9, supposed to be in school at 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
See?
Right. What time of year, how long did y'all go
well,
to school?
Well, our school didn't run but say about 3 or 4 months a year.
Uh-huh.
But the whites would run at least 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Right. So how many, which months did you go to school?
What's that?
What 3 months did you go to school?
Well, we went to school after we crop was together.
Uh-huh.
We started then, it varied.
Right.
And back then, you know, some crops didn't materialize good mm-hmm. until about October.
Oh, okay.
Middle of October.
Right.
The latter about first of November.
Mm.
We started the school when we got to the package to the end of the harvesting season.
Mm-hmm.
The first day of March, no black school was allowed to be open.
Uh-huh.
Now that's the length of our school time.
Mm.
But the whites went 7 months.
Mm, they went much longer.
Uh-huh.
Now you were talking about the room was a one school building.
Did it
have a stove and that kind of thing?
That bit, I imagine would be. I tell you what, you've seen them. It's about their size. You take in, you know what I showed you, the original dimensions of the first
of your house.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
It was about that size.
About that size.
Uh-huh.
Did you all have benches?
Yeah, we had benches. We had homemade benches.
Uh-huh.
They took a slab now.
Uh-huh.
That part you cut off to square below.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. And they would get some pieces of, say it's like a limb. Pretty good size limb. About the side of my arm. Yes, about the side of my arm.
Uh-huh.
Those were the legs.
Okay.
And they'd bore a hole in that slab.
Okay.
See? Uh-huh. On each end.
Uh-huh.
Two holes on each end.
Right.
And they would anchor those legs in there.
Uh-huh.
And brace those legs.
Right.
See?
Uh-huh.
And that's what we sat on with no back to.
Oh. Okay. And what did you use to write on?
Your lap.
Yeah, but I mean, well, but you didn't write on your lap. What did you have a slate or?
Part slate and part tablet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you didn't have a desk or anything. You did use your lap to bear on.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you wrote on a part slate, part tablet.
Yeah. Well, some of the schools were lucky mm-hmm. enough to have chairs.
Oh, uh-huh.
See.
What about?
Parents, you know, would furnish, would give them. And we didn't have enough to share with nobody much back then.
Right. What about the subjects? Was it reading and arithmetic?
Reading and arithmetic and language and history.
Uh-huh.
That's the core of the
school. That was the core of the school back then.
Yes.
How about lunchtime? Did you have a half an hour or an hour for break?
We had 45 minutes.
You did? Uh-huh.
What we call recess.
Right. And what time was that? About noon?
That would be around, say, from 12, between 12 and 1.
Uh-huh. And what did you bring to eat from home? What was your lunch?
Whatever we had at home. Maybe we have a sausage biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And you know, just average food.
Right, right. Did you carry it in a little bucket?
Yeah, it's in a bucket.
Uh-huh.
A lard bucket.
Oh, a lard bucket. Oh.
L-A-R-D.
Yeah, right.
I thought you said large.
Oh no, lard. Lard bucket, uh-huh.
A lard bucket.
Yeah.
And it took for the ones that were going to school from my house.
Yeah.
It took one of them big ones, the lard, I think it's about 8 or 10 pound bucket.
Oh wow. Uh-huh.
See?
You're right. So it was a large bucket, as well as large.
Large bucket.
Right. We got to quit making
all right in
the
corner.
Yeah.
In a certain corner of that school.
Uh-huh.
They had shelves.
Oh, they did. Uh-huh.
That's where you put your lunch when you carried it to school.
There was special shelves just set aside for your lunch.
Special shelves within it, because it's in sight all the time.
Did you have your name written
on
it?
No, you knew your lunch by your bucket.
Okay. Everybody had their own bucket.
Everybody had their own.
Yeah.
And some of them didn't have anything.
Yeah.
See.
What about games at noon? What did
y'all play? The only thing we had back kind of game back then was baseball.
Uh huh. Y'all did play a lot of baseball.
Yeah, we played a lot of baseball, and if it got a place big enough, we would secure the place, and it usually be in somebody's pasture.
Uh huh.
See.
Did the girls play other games?
All the girls played baseball.
They played with you? Uh-huh.
No, they didn't play with you. They had the girls' team and the boys' team.
Oh, there were two teams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We used to play each other,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right, right. Were all your teachers, did they live close by, or did they have to live with
you? Well, no, they didn't live great. Some of them had to board in the community.
They did, uh-huh. Yeah. Where did your parents go to school, your mother and father?
In the same, I imagine, under practically the same conditions that I think I was a little improvement over what they had.
Did both your parents go to school?
Yeah.
How far through did they go?
I don't know. Actually, you see, just to say the name of grief.
Mm-hmm.
But they both could read the Bible.
They could.
They could read anything.
Uh-huh. They both could read.
And were intelligent to read it.
Could they write, too?
Huh?
Could they write also?
Well, my mother couldn't write.
Uh-huh.
My father could.
But when you said they could read intelligent, you mean they read and understood what they read and everything.
Yeah,
and could tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just reading by rote or anything. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said their schooling was not much different from yours. It was pretty similar. Huh?
Yeah, it was pretty similar.
What about your grand?
Wait a minute.
Go ahead. Backtrack if you have something else to add.
No, just go ahead. Maybe it'll come back to me.
Okay.
I knocked it out then when I started to say it and you started to say something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay.
It'll come back to me.
How about your grandparents' schooling? Did they have
that? I imagine the same way because all my grandparents could read.
They could all read, too.
Could read, I understand.
Oh, so they went to some kind of school,
too. They got it somewhere.
But you don't know the background about it.
I don't know how they got it.
But they all could read.
But they all could read.
That's interesting.
And at least sign their name.
They could all sign their name. So they could do some writing.
Yeah, some writing.
Okay. Now, how many years did you go to school?
Well, I started when I was around, maybe I said approximately, I'm just approximately, around 6 or 7 years old when
mm-hmm.
I started school. And I graduated from college when I was 26 years old.
Right. Now, you went to this one school for grades 1 through 7.
Then went to the associational school.
Associational school?
To something like
Seneca Institute?
Seneca Institute.
Okay, but this association school
was
there in Reedy Fork.
That was operated by our association.
Oh, it was? By your church association. And where was that located?
That was located in a little place called Simpsonville.
Simpsonville, okay.
Over in Greenville Town.
Okay, uh-huh.
The one that the association operated that...
Right.
Raised
all the money and everything.
Yeah, we've gone over that, you know.
Yeah.
I told you a while ago that the money that they take up,
uh-huh.
the purpose for that financial drive
right.
was to pay teachers,
right.
acquire property,
uh-huh.
build buildings.
Right. Now, this associational school that you went to in Simpsonville, how many grades was that? That was 7
that
through
1?
That
started around by about 6th grade.
Oh, it did?
And went through 12th grade.
Right through high school. So you got a high school diploma from that?
Yeah.
From that school? Okay.
Yeah.
And where did you go to college?
Morris College, Sumter, South Carolina.
Oh, okay. And
I went there through my sophomore year.
Oh, through your sophomore year?
Yeah. And my sophomore year was the same year I met my wife.
Okay.
See?
Uh-huh.
Then I transferred from there to State College.
Okay.
Changed my major to agriculture.
Oh.
And I have agreed to my degree because I have a BS in agriculture.
Oh, uh-huh. Good.
Most of my teaching career was in that field.
I see.
Except
uh-huh.
the last 8 years.
Uh-huh.
I was having so much problem with the principal and the superintendent.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm going to tell you about that experience. It all fit into this.
Okay.
East End School over there, where where it is.
Yes, okay.
Where they have that program, some kind of program.
Uh-huh.
I know, but I can't call it.
That's all right.
You've been by there? You've seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I think I know which school you're talking about.
Over there on Perry Hill.
Perry Hill. I'm not sure that I do know.
Well, now,
you
know, you know where...
Well,
you know where you cross the road there on Main Street going out of Seneca?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes, you cross the railroad there.
Okay.
There's a street that comes across to the right.
Okay.
So it dead ends on that street.
All right.
That street, wait a minute, let me see what the name of this street. Anyway, that's not important.
Yeah.
You know the location.
Okay.
That street go right by this school I'm talking about, East End.
Okay.
See?
Uh-huh.
You could, sometimes when you're down there,
mm-hmm.
you go by there.
Okay.
Or something I want to call your attention to.
Mm-hmm.
When I was one more water.
I'll go.
Now where did that stop?
You were talking about the school.
Oh, yeah, about the East End.
East End School.
Yeah. And you go along there, there's some wattle trees.
Mm-hmm.
And now, where was that?
Oh,
I was
that
going to tell you about the, there's some wattle trees there.
Mm-hmm.
That I sit out there. That was, that place was just bare.
Mm-hmm.
When I went there, the ground, it was just bare around the school. Gully, little small gully.
Uh-huh.
It was just red hill.
Right.
You see, when it was raining or something like that, you know, especially ground that you traveled over was just mud.
Right.
And I set those trees out when I was teaching agriculture.
Uh-huh.
See, along the road, along the street.
My goodness.
There's a road there that faces that school face between the right on side. I want you to look at them trees.
I will.
When I set them trees out, it was about that size. The butt.
Real
the butt end.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Right down next to the roots. About
uh-huh.
that size. And about that tall.
Oh, goodness. Really tall.
I had to set them out about three different times.
Uh-huh.
See? People abandoned them, you know, people come.
Oh, yeah, take and pull them out.
Yeah, you come in and pull them up before they took root.
Mm-hmm.
Three, at least three.
Yeah.
I had to go then back to the woods and hunt and get another one.
Right.
See?
Right. For goodness sake. And this was out in Seneca.
Right there in Seneca.
Uh-huh.
See?
Okay.
That was during my first year, not the first year, but first year, during my first year of teaching.
When you first started teaching.
When I first started teaching at that particular school.
Yes, sir.
See? We had just that core business. Now, though it has a double, it's built now, a double T.
Uh-huh.
You see,
uh-huh.
The original part is in the center here.
Right.
They built some nice, big side, large size, modern type at that time.
Uh-huh.
Wing on this side, on both ends of,
uh-huh.
on both ends of this building. See?
Right, uh-huh.
For classroom.
Right.
See?
Uh-huh.
The only building that was there when I started teaching is this core building.
Right.
Right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on an incline.
Oh.
See,
uh-huh.
In the back of it there, from the back side of that building, up to about halfway,
uh-huh.
was deep enough, I mean, enough distance
uh-huh.
to have two classrooms under uh-huh. the auditorium.
Good.
See?
Uh-huh. Right, right.
My classroom was one of those classes there.
Uh-huh.
One of those rooms, see.
Right.
That's where I taught for when I first started there.
Uh-huh.
But after they put them wings on,
yeah.
I got the pleasure of moving up in one of the new parts.
Oh, good.
I was in some classroom then. That's the finest thing I'd ever taught in all the years
right.
before.
Mm.
It was a fine building to me back then, and we
I'm
were
sure.
proud of it.
Sure it was. Back then was when? What year?
Where? That was in 19, let's see, I moved here in 1947.
Oh, so that was in the 40s, huh?
Yeah, that was 47.
Okay. Now, and when you were...
Wait a minute. Now.
Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell you how I got the job.
Okay.
I was telling you about my stay in Greenwood.
Yeah.
In insurance.
Uh-huh.
And I was telling you about my father-in-law passing.
Right,
see?
Yes, sir.
And my wife was my mother's pick of the family.
Yeah, right.
She asked her if she would come here, because she was a diabetic,
uh-huh.
you see, in poor health at that
uh-huh.
time, to come and take care of her.
Uh-huh.
When her daddy divided his estate among his children,
uh-huh.
he gave each one of them 15 acres.
Right.
See?
Uh-huh. Right.
All right, now. That's part of this property I own now. That's
right.
my base.
Uh-huh.
That she would deed her the house and the original property
uh-huh.
that her daddy willed to her.
Oh, good.
See?
Okay.
Now, we sitting right on the spot.
Right here.
Right here. This is the spot right here.
Mm.
What was her mother's
uh-huh.
property out of her father's estate.
Uh-huh.
If you don't mind, you can't even really call. I tell you, maybe I want you to get a good picture of it.
Uh-huh.
But right back over in here,
uh-huh.
Way at some distance,
uh-huh.
I was just thinking about getting him a car and he and go out here on the hill and point it out to you.
Oh, that's right. We can do that later if we have time.
All right, then. Maybe okay. I'll do it when the man comes.
Okay.
We'll do that. But anyway, my wife was born. That's where before her daddy willed this 15 acres to her.
Uh-huh.
There's a well down there. Uh-huh. That's where my wife was born.
Oh, uh-huh.
And when she was 3 years old, it's when my dad-in-law built the core of this house.
Right.
See?
Okay.
That's a relationship.
Yeah, okay.
That I wanted to call your attention.
Oh, I'm glad you did, too.
And let me see now, where did I leave off? So that when I was talking about how that I came in possession
right.
of this land,
uh-huh.
she promised her that she would give her this 15 acres in the house.
Uh-huh.
When she passed, if she would come and stay with her till she went away.
Right.
Well, that was in 1947 when my wife's father died. Now, all the others, older than, there were two girls here then and one boy.
Uh-huh.
And the boy lives right up here, third house. Let me see, I don't know. Let me see, give me a tear. That's William Avery's house. Davis. Which is all on the original Daniel property.
Uh-huh.
And the next house, now I want to get the stage straight. When you drive by there, you can see that you go that way.
Okay.
I want to be sure to give you, yes, it is the third house.
Third house.
I had to really get that picture in my mind good. The next house is some distance from me up here.
Right.
See? Uh-huh. Well, the next house to that, uh-huh. there's a fence between them.
Uh-huh.
See?
Right.
In the next house, Peter, I think you got some little green and blue looking trimming on the house.
Yeah, okay.
See? Now there's where my brother-in-law lives.
Uh-huh. See? He still lives there.
Her baby brother.
Uh-huh.
See, he's a World War II veteran.
Uh-huh.
And of course now he's service-connected.
Uh-huh.
See? And his health is no good. You see, from that. Well,
So that's how you came to be here to teach?
What's that?
Is that how you came here to be here to teach because your mother
No,
was?
Well, that's where I started.
Uh-huh.
Now, all this is open land where these first four houses.
Uh-huh.
I said, there's David's, there's Kirsten, there's another house there with Mo,
uh-huh.
and then there's one up there, Johnson.
Uh-huh.
That's four, isn't it?
Yeah.
The fourth house up there, where that little road cut across from this road over to
uh-huh.
the other,
right
where you turn to go across there,
mm.
that's where the old original Daniel home is.
Okay, that's the first.
That's where it all started from.
Right, okay.
And I mean, how I want to relate that. Now,
who was the first family, first person in your family to attend college?
My oldest sister.
Oh, which one was that?
Mamie.
Mamie was the first one.
Yeah.
Okay. Did it?
When she got married,
uh-huh.
she was attending what is known as Seneca Institute.
Oh, uh-huh.
She got married before she finished.
Oh, okay.
See.
But she was the first one to go.
The first one to go.
Okay, how about Daniel? Did he go
to
college?
He didn't go. He was called in service.
Uh-huh.
And he went overseas.
Mm-hmm.
He came back. He's the one I was telling you about.
Right.
That worked in the coal mine.
Yeah, right. Did
I know you're going over.
No,
you have
got
that
already.
You have that already.
What about Sylvester?
Sylvester went in the Army too, but
uh-huh.
he came back. He got married.
Uh-huh.
And he moved to Anderson County over there near Belton after he
right.
got married.
Right.
And here's where he read his family. That's where he lived when he passed.
Right, he didn't go to college,
No, he didn't go to college.
How about Henrietta?
Henrietta went to Morris College
oh,
and got
she
a
did.
2 year degree. And she told.
Uh-huh. And
Annabelle.
Yeah, Annabelle. Yeah, what about
yeah,
her?
I didn't know whether I gave you Annie or not, but her name was Annabelle.
Yeah.
And we used that as called a bell.
Right.
See? All right. Annabelle had the same opportunity
uh-huh.
to go to college that Henrietta did.
Uh-huh.
They would have been going, but she wanted to get married.
Oh, okay.
And my daddy didn't
Yeah.
Did I make her own decision?
He didn't make her go, right. What about Priscilla? Did she go
Priscilla
to college?
Priscilla went to her Morris College.
She did too.
She Priscilla went to Morris College. She was going there at the same time I was going.
Oh, okay.
She was the one that was in school. You remember I told you about my daddy say he couldn't give me any money or anything?
Right.
That if I wanted to go and try to make it home on, I was free to go.
Right.
Well, we already got that covered.
Yeah, I don't know that we did. But we did talk about it, though.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
well, we didn't.
Yeah.
It won't take but a little.
Yeah, go ahead and tell me.
All right, now I wanted to go. Uh-huh. See?
Right.
My daddy said, I can't afford it. Her tuition and everything was $8 a month.
Goodness.
Huh? Bold.
That's a lot. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Go ahead.
And he said, I can't afford it. I said, would you assist me in getting there? Because it was known that people worked their way through school.
See? Yeah, right.
I went there. He said, well, yeah, she got me ready and everything. And when I went to college, I'm going to tell you my wardrobe.
What was your wardrobe?
My dress wardrobe.
Yeah.
Was two pair of trousers, one coat, about 4 or 5 shirts.
Mm.
That was my wardrobe. When I called myself to death.
Mm-hmm.
See,